Well, hello and welcome. This is your host, Kim D. Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show today. Today, we're talking about life mastery, what it really means to master your life. Of course, mastering your life always starts with mastering your thoughts, mastering your mind, because the mind is over our emotions, emotions over actions, actions over results, and results are over our destiny. So today the show is all dedicated 100% to helping you step into the most brilliant part of you, whatever that soul part of you is that's out there that's waiting to speak its truth, speak its wisdom, speak its understanding, that part of you. That's the part I'm talking about. To be able to step into that, and as a result of that, to be able to master all areas of your life. You know, Albert Einstein once said, "All I want to know are the thoughts of God. The rest are details." What was he talking about? He was talking about tuning into this super conscious mind, that place where when we get still, we hear that little still voice that guides us with our intuition to make the right choices at the right time. And as a result of that, start to live a life of mastery. Now, easy said, easy talked about, not so easily done. But fear not or worry not. My guest today is going to guide you with some easy to follow ideas and strategies to step into your life mastery. And I'm going to introduce her in just a second, as soon as I get back from the break. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Stop whitening your smile the old-fashioned way with strips and trays that can take 30 minutes to an hour. I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. When I met Dr. Gineker and he introduced me to PowerSwabs and I saw how effective they were and how easy they were to use, I knew we had to share it with the world. Power Swabs was clinically studied to whiten natural teeth as well as stain caps, crowns, and veneers. It's so effective, it works on stains caused by coffee, tea, red wine, and even smoking. For those of you who have that one stained tooth, Power Swabs can target that area using swab precision.
I was actually able to take the swab and really get through some of those areas that are kind of like untreated. I can immediately see the shades getting brighter and brighter or whiter and whiter.
Order Power Swabs and receive up to 50% off the retail price. And as an added bonus, get a free quick stick pen with your order. Dial the number on your screen or visit powerswabs.com today.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology for just $297. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $297. Plus, we'll add a portable charging case and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $297 and free shipping.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
Well, welcome back to the segment here. So today we're talking about life mastery, and I'd like to introduce my guest to you. Her name is Sherry Fernandez, and Sherry is an individual, has a new book out. It's called Life Mastery, Personal Progression Towards an Infinite Potential. She is a speaker, she's a teacher, she's a mentor, and Sherry and her husband Ken are actually a rags to riches story. They found success not only financially, but in each areas of life mastery, spiritually, physically, relationship, education, motivation, money, lifestyle, and character. Sherry, it's so good to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ken. Glad to be here. Glad I can talk about some of the concepts I love so much.
Well, I'm glad you can too, because I think at this point in time, a lot of people are switching gears or switching paths or wondering what I need to do to have more joy, happiness, and love in my life, even though I got lots of money, or maybe I have no money, but you know, they're still looking for that. So what is the basic premise of life mastery?
Well, the premise, which I don't think is necessarily, maybe premise is too mild a word, a basic principle of life is that we are happy when we're moving forward. And while people may doubt that once in a while when I say it that way, we're moving forward towards infinite potential. When you talk about it's not when I'm stuck, I'm not happy, right? When I can't move forward, when I feel stuck, I feel backsliding, I am unhappy. The opposite is also true. If we're moving towards our infinite potential, we're happier. And so that is the starting concept of life mastery and the importance of always moving forward and looking forward.
Well, you know, I'm wondering, you know, you have a new book out, so I want to ask you about that in a minute. But why should people care about life mastery? What's the importance of this?
Well, again, it's happiness, to be happy, for one thing. It's not happy to not be moving forward. Sometimes it can be somewhat comfortable in an unhappy way. But because when we're moving forward, we're happier. When we're setting goals, you think about the days when you feel like a slug and you're not getting anything done. Those aren't happy days. When we're moving forward and making accomplishment and we feel like we're living a little better, we're happier. But sometimes I think people want that, but they don't know where to start. And that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I couldn't agree with you more. Let me just talk about the book. Let me just jump into that real quick. Why did you write the book Life Mastery?
That's a good question. And I had never planned to write a book. I've been speaking for years. And often people would say, you should write a book. And I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm a speaker. I'm not a writer. And it didn't really feel like a talent that I had. But then I just felt inspired. It was time to do it. I'd done a workshop. A couple that are influential people in our community had been at the workshop and they had said, Sherry, really, you need to write a book. And I was like, no, not to my usual spiel. No, I'm a speaker, not a writer. And when I went home and told my husband, he said, Sherry, it's time. You've got to do that. And I also felt really, a lot of the things we do, the most important are, I think, divinely inspired. And I felt like I was divinely inspired to write the book. And also the other thing that was happening was I was still seeing clients, but there were no speak. It's 2020. So there's no speaking opportunities. The workshops, I did them on virtually. I didn't like it. I like to work with people in person, preferably. And then I had all this information, I'm not getting any younger, in my head. I thought, I'd hate to die with all this stuff in my head, not have access to it, because I've worked hard to learn it. And so anyway, it just kind of all came together, and I wrote it, and it really wrote really fast. It came out really fast. I said that to my husband. He said, I'm embarrassed how fast this is coming out. And he said, it took you 40 years to write this book, which it really did. It took me 40 years to learn the material.
Well, you know, I have a saying that, you know, I've written 7 books, and I would say that, you know, we don't really write books. Books write us.
Yeah.
And how would you say that worked for you? Like, how did this book change you as a result of writing it?
Well, absolutely. I don't want to take too much credit for it, because it just flowed out of me, and I did feel like it, you know, it wrote itself. I was just, once in a while, I would be driven to my knees for some help, but most of the time it just flowed out of me. I thought when I started, I will just write it the way I speak. That doesn't really work, but it got me started. And there's a local publisher here. She didn't publish my book, but she told me it was the best book for a first-time author she'd ever read. And I thought, if I just get the information on paper, I'll be happy. And it actually turned out that I'm maybe a little more talented or a little more inspired than I thought I might would be.
Well, I think, yeah, books definitely inspire us. So tell me about this book a little bit, okay? Sherry, what will my audience find in the book? What are some of the benefits that they're going to find? Or what, you know, there's some stories in there. What's in it?
Well, there's a couple of things that make it unique. First of all, I don't teach anything, and I say it in there, and I was very conscious and worked really hard to make sure this didn't happen. I didn't write anything in my book that I thought was a good idea, or I read a study about it, so I included it. If I didn't know it from my own experience and the experience of my clients, both, and other people I've taught and trained, I didn't include it in the book. So everything in there is my story and how things I learned in my going from my rags to riches story and all these different 8 areas of life. So I think that's unique. A lot of people are teaching things that they only know intellectually and they don't know by experience. So it's by my own experience. But the biggest thing I think in Life Mastered that I'm most proud of is when I was trying, I knew that success in all these areas was possible. I didn't know how. So I went looking for the answers, and I found lots of motivation, took on lots of great principles. But I was frustrated with, give me a place to start. How can I start? What can I actually do? And that was difficult to find my own way of doing things. So I include what you can do. How do you get started? Here's a starting point. Here's something you can actually concretely do to start changing your life today, tomorrow. And tools. So I'm very proud of that. But it's what I wished I'd had when I was 25 and looking for answers. This is the book that I went looking for the answers, and it took me 40 years to get there. And they're the answers that I wish I'd had at 25. If I could have had all this information at 25, I don't know where I could have gone, but it would have been great.
Well, you still have a few years left on the planet, so I guess it's going to be great anyway.
Yes, it was great anyway. I don't know how much better it could have really been. Yeah. And there's value in learning it yourself, but still. And especially in today's world, maybe it's, I don't know if it's more difficult or not to achieve your goals. I don't know. But at least there's a lot of information out there. I guess I would say that. Maybe it will help people further them along. And I don't know. I hope so. I hope that, well, obviously that's the reason I wrote it.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to take a little deeper dive in the book when we get back. We're going to talk about things like daily tracking and setting up specific outcomes for your life. And we'll take a little deeper dive into that. But right now, I've got to take a break. So I'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Hi everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call now.
This right here is confidence in a bottle.
Makes me feel so much more confident than I've ever felt in my life.
They are some of the hottest videos on social media. Those videos claiming to instantly get rid of bags under your eyes. Annette Figueroa is here to tell us why she says this one is for real.
This one is for real, and I'm so excited. Not only does it work on the bags, it works on the appearance of crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles. We even have a video, and all he uses is a small amount, and that's how easy it is. And I did this to my father. We were at home. 4 minutes, 34 seconds, completely gone.
My real true opinion is holy words I can't say on camera. This is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I could feel it just lifting my skin. It was amazing. It feels good. Feels great. Looks even better.
At our $14.95 price, it's the best way to try Plexaderm and see it work after your first application. Call the number on your screen.
Call 800-830-1358.
Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Fuster, and I'm speaking today with Sherry Fernandez. She has a new book out called Life Mastery, Personal Progression Towards an Infinite Possibility. And I guess that's what we're exploring, infinite possibilities, Sherry, within each person. Let's talk about how they get there. You know, are setting up targets, goals important? And also, you know, let's talk about tracking. Is that important at all?
One of my favorite topics to speak on is in personal development is why systems are more important than goals. We've been taught, most of us, all of our lives, whether we do it or not, to write down our goals. But I think it leaves people hanging. How am I going to make this goal happen? We laugh about New Year's resolutions. I don't think people are insincere or unmotivated about when they set New Year's resolutions. I think what happens is that life happens and they don't have a system of keeping track of what they're doing, keeping the habit going. And then one day they wake up and realize they've totally forgot about the resolution. They bought the gym membership. They bought the gym outfit. They went to the gym and they totally intended to do it, but somehow it got away from them. So systems tracking is an excellent. I teach several systems. Tracking is a super good, the most valuable tool I've ever come across for developing a habit. The habit of working out, the habit of drinking enough water, the habit of meditating, the habit of whatever it is that you're, the habit of making so many sales calls a day so you can be successful. Those daily habits is what success is built on. And discipline, of course, all boils down to self-discipline. It's the way you build self-discipline. I tell the story in the book about somebody asking me when I was a lot younger and I wasn't teaching that this stuff that much. And he asked me, how do you get willpower? And I was like, Later I thought about it. You get it by just one habit after you develop a good habit, the discipline to do one and then another and then another and then another. So you can just jump in or will yourself to have discipline. It's like a muscle. And so anyway, the tracking sheet is a good way to do that. I started to design my own little tracking sheet for myself when I was about 25. And I wanted some things and I was terribly undisciplined, had no daily habits. And then I just build on that for, 40 years.
Wow. You know, that's it. That triggers another question for me. It's like, who inspired you? Like, you know, how did you get on this path of living a disciplined life and being able to generate the life of your greatest desire?
That's a super good question. And the answer is a little on the longer side. It's in the book, but I just somehow very volatile childhood, moved around a lot. There was nobody there really at the crossroads for me at any time in my life for any reason. I don't know how I even got through all of that. But somehow I knew that there was great things in store for me. So when I got through my wild era of sex, drugs, and rock and roll and settled down a little bit, there I was with no disciplines and no understanding of life, but I wanted it. So I went looking for it myself. I can't say that any one person inspired me outside of maybe my husband, because he was doing the same. I went looking. I started reading the books. I started with Zig Ziglar, See You at the Top, and Earl Nightingale and Brian Tracy. And I just started reading and going to seminars when we could afford it and just started seeking out answers, reading every book and thing I could find and applying things. And if it didn't work, I dropped it. If it worked, I kept it until I refined a system that got me all the things I wanted, which wasn't just money. I wanted the best marriage possible because I had not wanted to be married. But now that I was married, I wanted to have the best one possible. I wanted to be able to have my children and still have a great body. And I had six children and I was able to accomplish that. I'd missed my education. I wanted that. I wanted all these things. I needed a way to get there. So I read the books and those are my inspirers, the motivators were those people I read in those days. Wayne Dyer.
I really like that. Yeah, Wayne Dyer, I got to meet him at a Christmas workshop one day. And him and I, we connected. You know, I got some pictures with him before he passed. We talked, and he was quite a man. His brilliance was to be able to stand on stage and tell stories. He was a storyteller. Transformational stories that really help people to change who they were. So
we were so poor that going to those events were extremely, it's a big sacrifice, but I listened to him speak a number of times, been to a number of events, him and most of these people I saw live just because I thought it was, I still believe investing in your own personal development is money that's well spent. And I find that most successful people spend an inordinate amount of their income on personal development, coaching, yeah, books, seminars, you know, choose wisely. But that, you know, going to some of those things was invaluable. The money that was spent was certainly, while it's a sacrifice then, was certainly well worth it.
Sherry, how much did synchronicity play in writing the book, or plays in your own life right now, would you say?
Well, explain what you mean by synchronicity. So make sure I answer.
Yeah, you know, the right person, place, yeah, thing happens to show up, and you're just you're like in awe, like how did this just happen, right?
That's, yes, what I mean. Right. So I've never written a book before. I know a lot of things about a lot of things, but I don't know a lot of things about a lot of things too. But I know what I know well. But writing a book wasn't one of them. And so I've written a blog for one of my business. I had a blog, and that gave me a little experience in writing. But I just thought, I'll start and see where it goes. This is such a good principle. If you don't know how to just start, you don't know how to complete a project, just start and it will work out. So exactly what you said, just before I would need the next step, that right person would come along. I'd get an introduction to somebody. The company that published my book was, it was self-publishing, but they did all the work. It was almost, it was like having a publisher. I was introduced to him through a mutual friend. I would never have come across this guy on my own in a bazillion years. And this friend gave a testimonial for me that I was worth investing in, right? It was just the right person every step of the way has been there. That's why I got on the media tour when I first started it. Now we get our own appointments. But so many things, the person, just the right person was there. Sometimes they cost me quite a bit, but they were there and what I needed at the time.
I love it. Well, listen, I got to take another quick break. When I come back, I want to ask you what you would say is your favorite chapter in the book and maybe one of the most important principles that you would like to share about that chapter. So we'll be right back. And love talking with you, Sherry. This is great. Okay, so I have really enjoyed that show. You know, it's amazing when a guest comes on and they just shine and you feel their heart and you feel that, you know, you realize the hard work that they've put in to change themselves and change their life and change up what they're doing in this world. And as a result of that, I've never seen one person that hasn't done the inner work, that hasn't become a charismatic and a person that is of service and a person that is there helping other people. You know, I think that life is chiefly service. Wouldn't you agree? For those of us that have gone through the fires, the hell fires here on earth, right? You know, you've gone through the maybe the bankruptcies, you've gone through the relationships, you've gone through car accidents or health issues or whatever you're going through. And, you know, you come out of that and you're a different person, you're changed. You realize that this is the time, this is your season to step into you and to be able to serve in greater ways. But how do you do that? Well, you listen to shows like mine and you get inspired and you go out and you get a book like Sherry's book, or you buy my book, The Courage to Change Everything. You find inspiring messages every single day that will move you into the course of your dreams. And of course, you know, I've been meditating since 1992. My wife, for many more years than that, we've learned that it's so important not to just live life through subconscious beliefs or conscious beliefs. You got to tap into the superconscious mind if you really want to experience the joy and the greatness that you have within you. It's all there. It does take discipline, does take efforts, and takes those habits that Sherry was talking about. So I hope you continue to join us and watch us. You can find us again at voicesofcourage.us. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or YouTube or any number of TV stations around the nation. So I hope you'll tell your friends about us and continue to watch. From my heart to yours, keep seeing the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Well, hello and welcome. This is your host, Kim D. Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show today. Today, we're talking about life mastery, what it really means to master your life. Of course, mastering your life always starts with mastering your thoughts, mastering your mind, because the mind is over our emotions, emotions over actions, actions over results, and results are over our destiny. So today the show is all dedicated 100% to helping you step into the most brilliant part of you, whatever that soul part of you is that's out there that's waiting to speak its truth, speak its wisdom, speak its understanding, that part of you. That's the part I'm talking about. To be able to step into that, and as a result of that, to be able to master all areas of your life. You know, Albert Einstein once said, "All I want to know are the thoughts of God. The rest are details." What was he talking about? He was talking about tuning into this super conscious mind, that place where when we get still, we hear that little still voice that guides us with our intuition to make the right choices at the right time. And as a result of that, start to live a life of mastery. Now, easy said, easy talked about, not so easily done. But fear not or worry not. My guest today is going to guide you with some easy to follow ideas and strategies to step into your life mastery. And I'm going to introduce her in just a second, as soon as I get back from the break. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Hi everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Stop whitening your smile the old-fashioned way with strips and trays that can take 30 minutes to an hour. I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. When I met Dr. Gineker and he introduced me to PowerSwabs and I saw how effective they were and how easy they were to use, I knew we had to share it with the world. PowerSwabs was clinically studied to whiten natural teeth as well as stained caps, crowns, and veneers. It's so effective, it works on stains caused by coffee, tea, red wine, and even smoking. For those of you who have that one stained tooth, Power Swabs can target that area using swab precision.
I was actually able to take the swab and really get through some of those areas that are kind of like untreated. I can immediately see the shades getting brighter and brighter or whiter and whiter.
Order Power Swabs and receive up to 50% off the retail price. And as an added bonus, get a free quick stick pen with your order. Dial the number on your screen or visit powerswabs.com today.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Kennedy Foster. We're talking to Sherry Fernandez. She's got a new book out, Life Mastery. And we're talking about how to master your life. Okay, Sherry, I got to ask you that question. So what was your favorite chapter in the book? And give us one principle that, you know, my audience can use today, maybe.
You know, I've had six children and people say, what is your favorite child? Who's your favorite child? And I'd say whichever one I'm with at the time. I kind of feel that way about the book. You know, they're all my favorite children. But I love the intro. It was a story that I had wanted to use. I read it. Just love this story. It's a true story. I'd loved this story for years and wanted to share it somewhere. And so I shared that in the introduction. So I really love that. The chapter I probably liked best, though, was the one on character, because I had seven areas. I taught seven areas for forever. And I had an assessment for seven areas of life. But I had a lot of clients that were struggling with things like being on time or maybe cleaning up their language. And I always said, which area does this go into? So I just felt inspired that we needed a chapter on character. And so I love that. And I love the chapter and I love the concepts in that chapter. And I think we don't talk enough in our society about things like using good language or a lot of the character things that are being on time. A lot of these things don't get talked about enough. So I was really, they're just on those eight chapters, on the eight areas, they're just little brief chapters on giving people thinking about where they might set their own goals. So it's not like I telling everybody what they ought to be doing for their character, but giving them some things to think about. So that's it. If I had one principle, the overriding principle, I'm asked this a lot at the end of interviews, but if I have one overriding principle, it's this. There's been a lot of talk about politics lately, Black Lives Matter, COVID, all of this stuff. And people are taking to the streets and they're marching and they're going convoys and all of this stuff. And it's fine, I guess. I think it creates a lot more anger in the long run. But if you want to change the world or change a relationship, somebody in your world is making you unhappy, if your work situation's not ideal, whatever it is in your life you'd like to change, you change you. That's the answer to all of the problems of the world is if you can change yourself, it has a ripple effect and it just moves out into the world as you change yourself. And otherwise you're bearing force in a way that will come back and have backlash. If you're trying to force a relationship to change or force the world to change you, and then you can be an influence more.
I love that. Thank you so much for that, Sherry. Well, I hope people connect with you, and I hope they get your new book.
I think the
book is a winner, and I think that if people have an interest in going to, they can get the book on Amazon. They can get it over anywhere else they can get it, Sherry?
You can get it on the web. If you want a signed hardback copy, you can get a hardback copy on Amazon, too. If you want a signed copy, you can get hold of us on the website, lifemasteryinfo.com, and we'll send you one. And you can get an autographed copy. Otherwise, get it on Amazon or get on the website. Either
way. Okay. Yeah. All righty. Well, look for Sherry Fernandez, Life Mastery on Amazon, and you can't go wrong. Sherry, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's great.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth.
Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
This right here is confidence in a bottle.
Makes me feel so much more confident than I've ever felt in my life.
They are some of the hottest videos on social media. Those videos claiming to instantly get rid of bags under your eyes. Annette Figueroa is here to tell us why she says this one is for real.
This one is for real, and I'm so excited. Not only does it work on the bags, it works on the appearance of crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles. We even have a video, and all he uses is a small amount, and that's how easy it is. And I did this to my father. We were at home. 4 minutes, 34 seconds, completely gone.
My real true opinion is holy words I can't say on camera. This is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I could feel it just lifting my skin. It was amazing. It feels good. Feels great. Looks even better.
At our $14.95 price, it's the best way to try Plexaderm and see it work after your first application. Call the number on your screen.
Call 800-830-1358.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away.
If you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, administer insulin 3 or more times a day, or use an insulin pump.
Call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it is accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions.
And if you have Medicare or private insurance,
you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We will also provide free shipping of your new CGM and will bill your insurance company for you.
If you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, administer insulin 3 or more times a day or use an insulin pump. Call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad to have you in our next segment. We're talking with Sherry Fernandez. She is an author of a new book called Life Mastery. And we're talking about the principles to really take your life to the next level. One of the things that we've been talking about is habits, right? How, you know, habits in my world are so important. But sometimes we have habits that aren't good habits, right? So, you know, how do we break those habits, Sherry, so that we can start to replace them with something better? What do you have a formula in the book that talks about that, or what do we do here?
Well, the same systems. What I like what you said is replace them. It's, you know, that old thing about, you know, about, was it the earth of pours a vacuum or whatever. We need to replace them rather than just get rid of them as a rule, typically. But it's the same system. If you've got, maybe we have a habit of eating too much sugar. So we might put on our tracking sheet, I eat clean, you know, and set a goal that opposes that. The other thing with another tool that I talk about a lot, and it's got a ton of attention on my Facebook page recently when I posted it, is affirmations, but not just affirmations like we hear. That gets bounced around a lot, but daily written affirmations repeated, the same ones. It's a really good place to break habits too. For example, if I have a habit of gossip, I might set right on my affirmations, I speak well of others. And that may not sound like that's going to make a big difference, but it's amazing when we get our subconscious engaged in the process of breaking bad habits, what that can do. So depending on what kind of habit it is, if it's something that you can set, you can create a different habit, or you can stop by just tracking it every day, by measuring it every day, tracking sheets, great. If it's harder to measure, like gossip or not listening well, or maybe being irritable with other people or something like that, that you need to want to change over, then the affirmations, written affirmations, are the bomb for that. And I can't even stress this more. If I had to choose one or the other, I'd pick affirmations every time, because between that tracking, and I track faithfully. I mean, I don't track faithfully and have forever, but it changes who you are inside, the affirmations do. Things that are really difficult to force, you can engage your subconscious and your conscious and change who you fundamentally, the faults that we have fundamentally.
Well, I love that. And, you know, my mentor taught me how to do affirmations in a powerful way. So I'd like to just share it with my audience. So, you know, you pick your affirmation. I love what you said. I eat clean and I'm healthy and vital, or whatever that affirmation might be. But I love that. Yeah, I eat clean. It's that simple. And you say it out loud three times. You whisper it three times. And then you mentally chant it until you feel it in every cell of your body. And, you know, what you're doing is you are programming, and you're reprogramming the subconscious mind. You are overriding anything that is not unlike what you truly are choosing to have in your life. So it's a powerful way to do that. And I'm glad you brought that up, because affirmations are really important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I also like that piece about tracking. Tracking is, you know, if it's worth doing at all, it's worth doing well. What you're saying is, hey, listen, life mastery is about stepping up, stepping into your power. And you don't have to do it for the rest of your life. But hey, how about commit to just, you know, what Sherry's been talking about? Commit to maybe 7 days, just the next 7 days. Track exactly what you want. Yeah, Sherry, here's what I found. Maybe you find it too. You know, if I can get to the gym for 3 days, I can get there for 30 days. But if I can't make that little small commitment, I never complete the big commitments, right? Yeah. Have you found that same thing with your clients and yourself?
Yeah, you know, and starting off, I think that's really important. And clients will start with a lot of, I talk about these three phases of a habit, and everybody will identify with this. Do you have your honeymoon phase where you got your gym membership, you got your shoes, you're ready to go, and you're at the gym, you're having a good time, and you think, I'm going to make great things happen. Then we have this doldrum phase. And then eventually, if we keep at it, it becomes who we are. Like, I work out every day, 5 days a week. I just do. That's who I am. That's what I'll do. I pray every day. That's just what I do. It's a habit I developed a long time ago, and I'll always do that every day. But there's a time where you're trying to get that every day, where you're trying to, it's who you already become, and that doldrum phase. And some, that's what you got to just, I can do it just today. If I can just do it till the end of the week. And so clients will do really good. And then at the beginning, then they'll slip a little bit. And I'll ask them, how does that feel? They'll say, does it feel very good? And then we work on what you're talking about. Just get there. Although the more consistent you can be, the faster you get through the doldrum phase. In other words, if you can somehow round up the courage to get there all 5 days this week and then do it again the next week, it will become who you are faster. And it won't take as much of your important and limited self-discipline to make yourself do it.
You know, the other part that I find fascinating in working with clients and working in my own life is that if I have 1 foot in and 1 foot out, okay, I'm not really 100% committed. It's painful.
It's painful.
Hard. It's really tough. It's so much easier to just say, I'm committing to this. I'm doing this. And this is what I'm going to do no matter what. That's so much easier. What is that your experience?
That's absolutely true. If you've got 1 foot in, 1 foot out, you can't go anywhere. You're better off to just give it up, put it aside later, because if you can't fully commit, because it's you're really stuck then. You're miserable all the time because you're not doing it, but you're not getting it done, you're not getting the benefits, it's a limbo land. So I have sometimes had students before, I'll have them stand with one foot in one room and one foot in the hall. I'll say, now go somewhere. Right? You can't go anywhere. So yeah, you're better off if you can't fully commit yet. Sometimes we're not ready. It's not that we shouldn't do that thing. Maybe working out, for example. Yes, you should work out. But if you can't fully commit yet, you're probably better off. And also quitting on yourself is a habit. And it's better to be ready and then not quit on yourself. Because the more you quit on yourself, the easier it gets to be over time. But the more you stay committed to your goals, the easier that gets to be over time. And so I've tried to be very careful not to set clients up for failure because not make sure they don't overload and they can be consistent. I'd rather have them be very, very consistent with one little thing than have three things that they're kind of hit and miss on.
That makes so much sense. Focus, focus, focus. And, you know, if you're going to do it right. And if you're going to do it at all, then fully commit and step into it. And, you know, sometimes we're just not ready for that. That's okay. I think what Sherry said, you know, sometimes you just, you know, maybe it's not the right season for you, but sometimes we procrastinate. And I always, how long have I been waiting to get this accomplished?
You know, sometimes I'll say to a client, they're like doing that thing where they're kind of hit and miss. They can't seem to get, you know, trying to put a foot in both worlds. And I will make that suggestion. Maybe you don't want this enough. Let's think about that. But you know what really happens, Ken, most often? Sometimes it's true. They don't really want that thing bad enough. And I usually have an example in the book about that client that I had that wanted to play the piano. She thought and decided that that wasn't really what she wanted to do, but that happens. But most often they'll say, you know, I really do want that and I'm going to commit to it. And that just having to go through that thought process, how do you want this bad enough to do it? Yeah, I guess I really do. And then that will get them going again. Something like some of the basic things too, they're important to everybody's well-being. I always go to the workout thing because that's the one we always talk about in personal habits, but they'll say, yeah, I do want to read every day in my field so I can be an expert in my field. I really do want that. I'm going to recommit.
Well, the book is Life Mastery. It's written by a master. And you can get it on Amazon or where else, Sherry?
You can get it on the website, lifemasteryinfo.com. You get a hardback signed copy there if you want, and also some other downloads. And I believe our workbook is now on the website as well. So you can also order a workbook that's designed to go along with Life Mastery.
Okay. Any closing thoughts for you?
I life is short. I just came down yesterday from seeing my mother and her husband, and they're getting into, he's really sick and they're getting a little dementia. And it struck me again. I just wanted to come home and cling to my husband, enjoy every minute that's left. Life is short, and you can live it without regrets, but it does take some effort. I want to look back on my life and say, no regrets. I worked as hard as I could to do everything I want to do and be all I could be. And I think that's possible, but it does take some effort every day now that you can have a life you can be proud of.
You absolutely can. Sherry, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate all your words of wisdom. And I have one final question for you. What is your message to the world today in the state that we're in with what's going on in Ukraine, what's been going on in our country? You've got the microphone. What's your message to the world?
I'll probably go back to the thing I said earlier in another segment, but if you want to make a difference in the world, yeah, get involved, of course, with the things you think are valuable. Don't worry about the things you can't get involved with because that doesn't do any good. But the biggest difference you can make is being all you can be. When we when we work on ourselves and be everything we can be, it has an effect on the people around us and ripples out into the world. And if we're all trying to be the best people we can be, we wouldn't have wars in Ukraine. Of course, that's never going to happen. But still, those of us who are willing to work on ourselves, that's how you're going to make a difference.
Well, I think you kind of said it earlier, and I'll say it again. If you want to change the world, change yourself. Mm-hmm. Change Absolutely. Yourself. And you've done your part in changing the world.
And it's interesting that you do that long enough. And I didn't aspire to go out and start coaching or write a book. I just wanted to work on me. But working on me gave me the opportunity to affect a lot of other lives through speaking, teaching, writing, right? And it might not be that course for everybody. It won't be. But there'll be a course for everybody if they work on themselves. There'll be a place where they can touch other lives.
Absolutely. You know, we talked about synchronicity earlier. I'm sure that there's a few people out there listening right now that this is a synchronistic event for you. You're listening to Sherry. You're listening to myself. We're talking about writing the book. We're talking about stepping into the unknown and doing things that you haven't done before, or maybe you know you need to do, but you just haven't done, and you need a little support on that. I really encourage you to go over and get her book, Life Mastery book. It's going to help you. It's going to guide you. And, you know, maybe you have a book in you. Maybe you have a podcast in you. Maybe you have a way that you want to express your true voice. And this book's going to help you move in that direction. So, Sherry, I just want to thank you again for being here. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll meet again on the road.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, let's go to lunch when you're in Idaho. That'd be awesome.
Thank you so much. Okay, so I have really enjoyed that show. You know, it's amazing when a guest comes on and they just shine and you feel their heart and you feel that, you know, and you realize the hard work that they've put in to change themselves and change their life and change up what they're doing in this world. And as a result of that, I've never seen one person that hasn't done the inner work, that hasn't become a charismatic and a person that is of service and a person that is there helping other people. You know, I think that life is chiefly service. Wouldn't you agree? For those of us that have gone through the fires, the hell fires here on earth, right? You know, you've gone through the maybe the bankruptcies, you've gone through the relationships, you've gone through car accidents or health issues or whatever you're going through. And, you know, you come out of that and you're a different person, you're changed. You realize that this is the time, this is your season to step into you and to be able to serve in greater ways. But how do you do that? Well, you listen to shows like mine and you get inspired and you go out and you get a book like Sherry's book, or you buy my book, The Courage to Change Everything. You find inspiring messages every single day that will move you into the course of your dreams. And of course, you know, I've been meditating since 1992. My wife, for many more years than that, we've learned that it's so important not to just live life through subconscious beliefs or conscious beliefs. You've got to tap into the superconscious mind if you really want to experience the joy and the greatness that you have within you. It's all there. It does take discipline, does take efforts, and takes those habits that Sherry was talking about. So I hope you continue to join us and watch us. You can find us again at voicesofcourage.us. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or YouTube or any number of TV stations around the nation. So I hope you tell your friends about us and continue to watch. From my heart to yours, keep seeing the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible.